Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Well, Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, and we're talking about the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism. And, Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. Folks, this every month for the last 40-plus years, Bill has been producing this, his report. The I think the official name is Small Business Economic Trends. No, that's your monthly report. Is that what's called Small Business
Economic Trends? Right.
Economic Trends. That's Did it used to be called the Optimism Index?
Probably. You know, remember we've been doing it for 40 years.
I know it.
Well, I'm still there. People come and go. And
I know
change
it.
Things.
I still have it in my head. Okay. So, what are people telling you about business, about sales? What are they telling you about sales?
Well, you know, not much improvement on the sales side. You know, we ask them if their sales in the last 3 months are better or worse than the prior 3 months. So it's like a quarter-on-quarter measure, and we still have a net negative 8% saying sales are going up, which means more say they're trending down than trending up. So the sales aren't very, you know, aren't particularly strong. We've had that minus 8 number for the last 3 months. Now, it's better than it was, you know, a couple years ago in the recession, but it's not exactly the kind of number you want to see. And it squares again with the kind of the government reports of, you know, what's been going on with consumer spending. So we'll have to see. Supposedly, retail sales turned out to be really good in December, early measures. We'll see if that translates through to better reports when we get the January data.
Right,
but
right.
Still, you know, it's a pretty weak picture. Now they are more optimistic. We had a 5-point gain in the net percent to expect higher real sales volumes over the next 3 months. So hopefully they're right.
Right.
But we'll have to wait and see.
What about hiring? How did they do in hiring this time?
Well, you know, the hiring number as you I'm sure heard was from the government was terrible. They said there were only 74,000 jobs.
Yep.
All of us prognosticators were out there at 200,000. So we were, you know, I mean, it was kind of a joke. We were so far off. And then, of course, the unemployment rate, we didn't hire anybody, but the unemployment rate fell 0.3 to 6.7 because, you know, for every one person was hired, two or three left the labor force. So
labor participation rate in America is at Jimmy Carter levels, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really low. So, but nonetheless, it was interesting. They reported the best hiring number per firm. So we asked them if they hired or reduced employment and by how much. So we can calculate the average per firm, including the firms that don't do anything. So we got the best number that we've seen since 2006. So we, like everybody else, were expecting a decent number last week when they reported the jobs numbers. And so I think the government's wrong because everybody else has a, you know, there are many people who follow labor force stuff. And,
right.
And I think,
well,
we'll,
I think
we'll
we can't.
Decision.
I just think we can't pay attention to that U3 number, folks, which is the one you typically get, the household number. That's such a squishy number. I don't know why anybody even pays attention to it.
Yeah, U6 is over 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's still 20 million people who want to work in America. Who want to have a job? They either want a job or they want a full time job,
right?
From part time. All right. So capital spending did that picked up in December, didn't it?
Well, there was a huge surge in the percent of owners who reported making an actual capital outlay in the prior 6 months. So that, of course, would be go back to June. But we ask them every month, so really you get to see the change from month to month.
Yeah,
that was 9 points higher than it was in November, 9 points. So
you think that was a year-end tax planning thing that happened?
I'm sure that's exactly what it was. I started looking at it and said, you know, I had an old professor who said they posited a theorem. He said nature never jumps, and so then he said the corollary: if you're doing research, is if your finding is interesting, it's wrong because you don't get these jumps. So we checked. You know what? I think what it was the Section 179 expensing rules changed dramatically. You could expense up to $500,000, which is more than the sales of most of our small firms. So, I mean, that's a lot of equipment. Anyway, so it went from $500,000 down to $25,000 as of 12/31. So I think a bunch of people jumped in.
Which is another thing that doesn't make small business owners happy to know that they've lost that deduction. But yeah, and see, and the reason I think this is the case is I also track another report that has more larger businesses in it who probably don't have a calendar year or fiscal year. And their number, their capital spending number did not go up in December.
Yeah, well, that's interesting.
So I think small businesses probably did because of the 179 thing you were talking about.
Right, exactly.
And also, I think there's another good thing to point out, Bill. Your credit report part of this did not go up, meaning small business owners did not increase their credit, their borrowing for this increase in capital spending, which tells us that they bought it from retained earnings. They used a lot of retained earnings for that, which is good news for the health of small businesses, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's good. I'm glad they did it. The only thing is that what it means is that you'll see less spending, you know, in the first half of this year.
Right.
Now. So that's always the way when the government does these changes, these prices, why they distort the numbers, and we get those kind of weird outcomes. So we're glad to see it, and we did see the planning outlays go up a couple of points, and so that was a good sign. So
we're going to talk about a couple of the initiatives that that's going on, the debate going on right now, like the minimum wage and increasing unemployment, with Bill Dunkelberg after these messages. Unemployment compensation, I should say. Benefits. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.